This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 2 years after she was hit by a train while handcuffed in the back of a police car, a Colorado woman has settled her lawsuit against two cities. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The 2022 crash in Weld County left Yereni Rios with a traumatic brain injury. Her attorney says the $8.5 million settlement will be paid by an insurance policy that covers both Platteville and Fort Lupton. A pair of police officers, one from each city, put Rios in the back of a police car that was parked across railroad tracks. Neither noticed until a freight train smashed into the vehicle. The officers were both fired and are serving probation. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A community center for LGBTQ plus people is now open in Colorado Springs. The PRISM Community Collective will provide access to resources like mental and physical health providers. Stoney Roberts with PRISM says people seem excited about the center.
For me, it's really going to be like the big test when folks start really utilizing those resources and then giving us feedback on if it's what they need or not.
A $5 million federal grant secured after the shooting at Club Q is funding the project. Robert says the center will serve the general public as well as Club Q survivors and victims' families. The Suncor Energy Oil Refinery in Commerce City released excessive amounts of inorganic nitrogen into a creek near the plant Friday and Monday. An alert from the refinery shows the plant released more of the pollutant than the daily limits in its federal water permit. The company is investigating the cause and doing follow-up testing. Too much nitrogen in waterways can fuel algae growth and starve fish and other wildlife of oxygen. It's getting hotter across Colorado. Along the Front Range, it's highs today above 90. In Grand Junction, 93, and getting close to 100 degrees toward the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.